Every year we have the Learning Awards, and this is where we celebrate the fantastic achievements of members of staff who've undertaken training and achieved qualifications for their work. And the podcast today is following on directly from the online presentation of the Learning Awards, and we're hearing from four members of staff who received certificates today and who spoke at the event, and their stories about their learning journey, what it's been like, and what it's meant for them to get the awards, is really what makes the awards. So here's Gary, Chris, Elaine, Alistair and Linda to talk about that, along with Caroline Kenz, our HR and Organisational Development Manager. So fresh out of the Learning Awards, I'm joined by Caroline, Alistair, Gary, Chris, Elaine and Linda to hear about a bit more about the awards. So I'm going to start off, Caroline, with you. What are the Learning Awards all about and why do we do it?
So the Learning Awards are really all about recognising the achievements of our employees. Learning is a really important part of what we do as an organisation. Having people who are investing time in learning means that we can have people who have the latest thinking, are the cutting edge on, in terms of what we can provide in services for their own profession. So the Learning Awards are an opportunity to reflect and hear from people about the what it is that they've done to achieve their qualifications. So it's a way we can formally recognise the achievements of our employees who have undertaken learning across the year.
Yeah, and it's always an inspiring event. But before I go and talk to some of our learners, I think you put it into practice. You're doing your own ongoing learning, aren't you?
That's right. Yes, I'm currently studying towards a coaching qualification, a level 7 executive coaching qualification. So I can absolutely empathise with some of the people there that were saying they're trying to juggle home life and work and a qualification at the same time. It's not easy. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Hats off to all of you. And the four of you that we've got today, just a small snapshot of the many people that did a wide range of qualifications. So Linda, I wonder if I can come to you first. You're a tax assistant in our financial services team. Tell us a bit about the qualification that you got at today's award.
Yeah, sure. It was the level 3 certificate in revenues and welfare benefits with the IRRV, so Institute of Revenues Rating and Valuation. So that was technically a 1-year course, but due to the pandemic, it was slightly delayed, but we got there in the end.
And was that online or in person or a mix of learning?
Entirely distance learning. So it was mostly comprised of webinars. So 3-hour sessions were obviously exactly like this, you know, we're speaking to the tutors, interacting, they're displaying materials, and then we could print off things and we get homework assignments. So yeah, it was interesting to return to that level of study in my 40s, because it's been quite a while since I've done anything that intense. So yeah, it's different.
And hearing from you this morning, I think you roped in your family to help out.
Yeah, my husband, I mean, we are kind of joined at the hip. So he was very, very helpful. There was times when I would look through the materials and they would cite various different pieces of case law. And the way my brain works, I need to really understand things in depth, otherwise I can't take it in. So I would go and look up the cases and look at the judgments and read through what the judges have said in each case and how they've deliberated. And sometimes I would struggle to find it, but my husband's a whiz. He can find anything online. So he would turn up these old pieces of case law. And yeah, it was great. So it would help me with that. It would help me study. There was one occasion just before my exam that was on my birthday, we had to go away for a family emergency. So it was a very stressful time, but I was having to study in the car. Husband would be quizzing me while we're going down the motorway. So thankfully no accidents, and thankfully I passed.
Oh, that's true dedication from you and your husband. Is he skilled enough that he could pass as well?
Well, do you know what? I did say to him at the time, you know, you could sit this, you could pass it. We have a debate about who's the smartest in the house. I think realistically it's probably him. At uni he was a straight A student, so he did psychology and sociology joint honours. So he's a bit smarter than me.
I'm sure that's not true. I'm sure you're equally smart. Do you want to give him we should give him a shout out, because he's...
Yes, big shout out to Peter Thompson, my wonderful husband and partner of over 20 years. I'd be lost without him.
Well done to you and Peter. True family dedication. I think that paid off with you got an award for being one of the highest performing students in the UK, I believe. So
yes,
big accolade.
Well, that's it. I was just aiming to pass, but I thought if I aim for perfection, if I try and shoot to get everything right, and I passed, and I'm happy with that. So I didn't expect to get any distinctions, let alone three. So it was a bit of a pleasant surprise. So when the invitation came to go to the gala dinner, I said, oh my goodness. but no, I wasn't able to attend. So it was a shame. I think it was a good night. So Fergus and Lorna, I think they had sore heads the next day.
Oh, what a shame you couldn't go. What a shame. Yes. But you won a watch.
Yes. Oh, I haven't got it on now. But it's lovely. It's exactly me as well. So it's a lovely pink strap. I like pink.
Oh, all the work paid off. I'm going to ask Alistair next. You're a classroom assistant at Colgrain Primary School. What was your qualification, Alistair?
Yeah, so I'm a classroom assistant, but I've started doing a wee bit of everything, especially during COVID times. You've got so many people off in the nursery. Sometimes I'd have to fill in as an ASN and help out some of the children that need one-to-one. And then sometimes I've actually filled in as a childcare and education worker as well, if someone else is off. So the qualification that I undertook was SVQ3 Social Services Children and Young People. It was during COVID. I was working in the sport in the industry before. I've actually worked for Argyle and Bute and Live Argyle for years, doing the football camps at Helensburgh and Dunoon and the different sports camps and stuff. But just for COVID, everything was kind of up in the air at that point, and I thought the sport industry is going to be one of the last that comes back, just because of the physical contact with each other and stuff. I wasn't sure how it would be. And I've actually got a wee sister that's 5 just now, so she was at that nursery age throughout COVID. So I was just, me and her were getting along, and I thought, well, let me see if I can do this as a profession kind of thing. So I applied for the job at Colgrain, and I'm thankful to the head teacher, Pauline Walsh, and the deputy head, Linda Candlish, for giving me that opportunity, because they could have took someone else that had experience doing this before. But no, they took me in and they said, like, we're going to put you through your qualification. And I was originally thinking it was SVQ2 that they were going to do, but Linda pushed me to try and do the SVQ3. And after I'd done the actual interview question, the mentor came back and said, yeah, that's the correct standard that's needed. So it gave me that kind of confidence to go on and push myself that way.
Oh, brilliant. I'm glad they did, because obviously it paid off. And I mean, that it's quite interesting that it's been a qualification, but also complete change of career for you. Yeah. I mean, that's quite a lot of change to take on, particularly just now, and it sounds like you're enjoying it.
Yeah, I do. I love it, and especially the group. There's so many people that you could thank from the nursery. It's Wilma Brown was my actual mentor in the nursery, because Linda and Pauline are obviously quite busy with the whole school, so she was the one that I could kind of rely on support all the time. But you've got Sandra, Heather, Fiona, Jackie. They were all kind of around me at that time, as well. So if I wanted to go to them, they've all got different views on things. So it's a big pool of experience that I could have pulled from to try and get some information, or if I was ever struggling with something. But yeah, there was even, I think it was P2 and P3, it was the ASNs there. They'd previously done this course and they came and they gave me a big bag of books of course, first stuff for the course. I was like, I don't know if I'll ever get through reading all of it, but I did get through some of it. And if I ever needed help, I knew that was there, so I didn't have to Google all the time and I could actually read through it myself.
Oh, brilliant. Sounds like you had a whole team of people supporting you.
Did.
That's brilliant.
I was. I previously I worked as a chef as well at one point when I first left school. So the fact that I've got hospitality into A, and then I've got my previous experience from working as a chef, it helps working in the kitchen here when I'm preparing the snack for the kids with the healthy eating, and then the lunchtime meals as well, making sure everything's like the correct standard and making sure it's all at the correct health and safety guidelines for the kids. So I think just pulling all that experience from working with different ages and kids in sports, and then working as a chef and doing all that, it's kind of pulled together. It's like the perfect place for me in here. It just feels like a good place to work, and I feel like I've made the right step in my career by doing it.
Oh, brilliant. I mean, we so desperately need more people to get involved in schools and in nurseries and things. And yeah, it sounds like your experience across those range of services really brings that added value there. So I bet they're pleased to have you in Colgrain Primary School.
I think the fact that I'm a male as well, it's quite good for the young kids especially to see a male nursery teacher, because most of the time it is female nursery teachers. So I think it's good for the younger children to see that if you want to do this, you can as well, because there's not too many out there. And one of my best friends, we play in the same football team, he's actually the P1 teacher as well now in the Colgrain. So it's just kind of shows you that if you want to do that and you want to work in the early years when you get older, it's an opportunity for you. It's not just for females to do it. If one of the boys wants to do it, it's a real role model for them too.
Oh, brilliant. Really important point. Thank you. And I'm going to move to Chris Elaine. So you're a social worker. Tell us what your qualification was, because yours is a totally different qualification.
So unlike the rest, I've been qualified for quite a while. So it was before COVID. So I became a qualified social worker in 2019, and I studied a Bachelor of Arts in Social Work Scotland. The course was delivered by Distance Learning with the Open University, and it required me to complete 2 100-day practical placements, and this meant leaving my post on two occasions for 6 months. And my line manager, Jackie Gallagher, she needs praise for releasing me from my post, you know, at busy times in social work teams. There was no backfill for my post. It maybe was a thing before, but we don't have that now. So all the team pick up the slack for it. And then you come back to your substantive post and then for 6 months and go back again on another placement, a completely different placement. So my first placement was down in Ayrshire, took me away from the family home for 6 months, and it was in Barnardo's, it was third sector, working with a lot of children and families that required just additional support that were struggling. Then my second placement, and again, a shout out to Janice Ritchie, who was my practice teacher and extremely supportive. She's about to leave the council and retire to Sunny Pastures, but she was my practice teacher in the community mental health team here in Dunoon, a bit closer to home. I deserved that this time. No travelling involved in that, a very challenging placement, I have to say, but really opened my eyes to some of the struggles with people with mental health issues that I possibly hadn't realised. Very interesting.
Tough being away from home for 6 months, though. That's hard to do. How was that?
I was a new grandmother, so our first grandchild. She was 6 months old, 6 weeks old, and when I returned from placement, she was 6 months old. So yeah, that was difficult. That was very difficult. But I think I'm a great time management guru, and I just feel there's so much benefit. So what I would do was I'd done a really robust study plan that I screenshotted my phone and sent out to my friends and family and just said, this is where I'll be at these times. And everybody gave me the space to do my studying. Very much a morning person, so I studied before my work in the morning. I'd get up at 6 o'clock and studied straight away. And then it freed up some of my evenings or weekends. But I've got a very supportive family, and I actually take a great sense of pride because I have been an inspiration. My husband and my two daughters all work for the local authority, but I have inspired my two daughters to explore studying. So they will be developing within their own role.
That must be a lovely feeling to the, not only are you taking on a new role as a qualified social worker, but inspiring your daughters, that's pretty special.
Absolutely. Well, my background was for a long time before coming over into the adult care team and doing was occupational therapy, and that's all about promoting independence. So, you know, that for me, that just seems very natural, and it's the way that my family recognise me. But for progressing and developing within my role, I felt that I really was an inspiration to my two daughters, and they really have been exploring the opportunities within the council. You know, there is a great deal of opportunities, and I'm very grateful for it.
It's great we've managed to get the whole family working in the council as well. That's fantastic. It's a real family affair. Gary, you're in your digital lead in education. Tell us about the qualification that you did.
I did the Argyll and Bute Managers Programme, and it was the Managing Teams qualification that's within that programme. And it's really a programme aimed at existing managers of teams, and it's designed to try and help staff to improve on their effectiveness. So there's a whole range of different learnings and modules and delivery models in there. So we spent some time looking at coaching. We looked at improvement planning. We looked at developing communication skills. We looked at leading change, and also sessions around about finance and recruitment as well.
No, it's a wide-ranging one, the Argyll and Bute Manager, and unlike some of the other ones we've heard about, specifically targeted at our own circumstances and our own policies and approach we want to take. So did you find that was useful in them being digital lead? Is it sort of giving you that added Argyll and Bute sort of focus?
Yeah, absolutely. It's given me that kind of wider picture of the council. It's about understanding the operations, the strategic direction, and also the decision making process of the council as well, and also understanding what the expectation is of managers within the council from the council itself. So making sure we've got the skills, we've got the knowledge, we've got the behaviours required to support a team to deliver on the council's overall wider objective.
No, it's great. And for people that don't know, how do you do that course? Is that online or is it in person or a mix?
That's right. It initially started off online. So initially started face to face, and we met together as a group. And I think that was a really useful session. We got to know each other. But then COVID occurred and it moved to an online delivery model. And actually, the course was still very effective to be delivered in that way. It saved people a lot of travel time. And in addition to that, there's instructor-led courses, and then there's a whole range of modules that you do offline as well.
Oh, that's good. A nice mix. And has that given you sort of link across to perhaps other managers that you didn't know before? Have you got an expanded network as a result of that?
Yeah, absolutely. That was really valuable, actually, that first introductory session where we met together. We got to know each other over lunch and had a chat, and really the group was really open and incredibly supportive. And you kind of got that offer of if you've got an issue you want to discuss with someone, you've now got another manager that you can phone up and have a good conversation with.
I think that's nice sometimes, because although in some ways we're a small organisation in that a lot of people know each other, we're spread far and wide, and sometimes it's you know each other in a small sort of a smaller circle, so being able to expand that and having a wider group of people that you can pick up the phone to is sometimes nice. I think it's always easier once you've met them before to do that and ask a question, isn't it? Before I come back to each of you then and just ask what you'd say to somebody who was thinking about maybe going in for a qualification how you'd recommend it or how it was for you, Carolyn, just come back to you. I mean, we've heard such a wide range of different qualifications and different experiences, but it's just a snapshot really, isn't it, of what we've heard about at the awards today.
Yeah, so it never ceases to amaze me what a broad range of qualifications people in the council undertake. We've got a massive range of professions and areas of expertise where people can specialise in things. So yeah, we've got a huge broad variety that covers almost all the professions within the council. It's really, I think the Learning Awards every year is just a really nice reminder of just how much people do for, you know, to make sure we're able to provide the services that we do to the communities that we do. So yeah, it's massive when you think about what we deliver and what we undertake to be able to do that.
And if somebody's interested in pursuing a qualification or even changing profession and doing a qualification to enable that, what should they do if they're thinking about that to pursue it?
So I guess the first thing to think about is what it is that you'd like to do. So it was really interesting to hear Alistair actually how he'd kind of used his transferable skills and knowledge and, you know, thought about how we could apply that in a different context. So the first port of call is probably your line manager in terms of you're having quality conversations about your, you know, what you see yourself doing in your career path, to think about, well, what would be relevant for me and what would be relevant for my post or kind of where I see myself. So certainly a conversation with your line manager, but also we've got a lot of resources on the hub, the intranet, and we're putting them all onto My Council Works as well in terms of our growing our own opportunities within the council. So we are you know, really keen to make sure that we attract and retain talent here. And so, as you all know, we're funding a lot of qualifications for people who are already in the council. So we'll be aiming to kind of pull some of that together to show what the opportunities are. So keep an eye out for things that are on My Council Works or on the hub about opportunities. And we're aligning that with our workforce plan, because I think we said that there were certain areas we know we're going to need skills and knowledge in the future. So it's all linked up. And we have regular meetings with line managers about their workforce planning to see where we're at. And that helps us to identify gaps and then ultimately aim to fill those gaps with qualifications. So yeah, if you're thinking about it, then speak to people round about you as well who have maybe already done the qualification that you're thinking about. I would say that's definitely a good, useful to understand what it actually involves. Certainly contact HR and OD if you want some information about the types of things that we deliver in-house or who you need to speak to. But as a first port of call, your line manager would be a useful place to start.
Lovely, thank you. And so if I come back around and starting with Linda, just to say, what would you say to somebody that was thinking about doing a course? How was it? And how would you recommend it?
Well, I would say definitely have confidence in yourself. It's hard work and it's commitment, and you have to appreciate that going in. But for myself, part of my course was benefits, and I knew nothing about the benefits system, and it was difficult. And initially, I felt quite intimidated. And there was some concepts that just went right over my head. And you do, when you reach a point like that, you start to doubt yourself a little. And just by applying yourself, you can come to the point where you can do so well. And I think it's natural for people to have maybe a confidence crisis. But I would say just believe in yourself, put in the hard work, and you'd be surprised. You can surprise yourself. mean, I certainly did. I wasn't expecting to get such good results. So that's the advice that I would give to anyone. Just put in the hard work, believe in yourself, and surprise yourself.
Well, you certainly exemplify all of that, Linda. Thank you. Well done.
Thank you.
Alistair, what would you say to recommend it to others?
Yeah, the course was great. It gives you such a good insight into how best to develop children, but also how to make sure children feel respected as individuals and safe in their environment. And that's in order for them to develop into adults the best that they can. The work at night is hard, but it's great to have something to go home to and keep your mind active after work. It's good to have something that you can push yourself to. Sometimes you're feeling a bit tired and you don't want to do it, but I think that's when you really develop yourself most, is when you don't want to do something. You can just kind of, right, I'll do it, and then see after you start, you kind of get into the flow of it, and then you think, oh, well, next time you go to do it, you think, well, I done it last time, I can do it this time, and you push yourself and you push yourself. And I think that's the best thing about learning. At any age, you can develop yourself into something that maybe you never thought that you would be. But also another thing is that how the council treat you. It's the way the council shines light on those who take their time out of their lives to develop themselves so that they can be the best in their practice. And it just shows how good the team ethic from top to bottom is. And it personally makes me feel like the correct step in my career is arguing about council, just because of how good it feels from everyone. Even people that aren't in the schools, I was saying earlier on, just coming and give me the books that maybe I don't speak to, I don't see every day, but it just shows you how close-knit team the whole council is together, and things like this really bring it all together, because I'm in a call with five people I've never met before, four people I've never met before, and we've all got these different lives and backgrounds, but we've all came together for one shared thing, and it's developing ourselves in Argyllinburg Council.
Oh, brilliant, Alistair. I mean, so lovely that you've got that focus of the impact you can have on children and young people. And just for the sake of argument, I didn't put Alistair up to that. No money has changed hands. it's brilliant to hear what a positive experience that's been for you, Alistair. We can have a better advert for people to come and join the team and work in the council. Thank you for that. Chris Elaine, what about you? How would you recommend it to people?
Your training department will highlight the will back up the fact that I'm a huge advocate for the Grow Your Own campaign. I mean, absolutely. I'm credit to that, but I the support that we gained, myself and the other student that was successful at interviewing Lisa Wilson. We get a lot of support from Sharon and Jeanette, and it's a huge thanks to them, a great accolade to your team, Carolyn. They made it a lot easier. They've got a very difficult job. There's a lot of organisation in the degree programme, between credit transfer. You know, they do take into account what qualifications you've had before. So I had a PDA in occupational therapy, so I was an associate practitioner within occupational therapy team here, so it counted towards obviously a social work degree. The best advice I could give, if anyone feels like doing the social work degree course, is to apply. The application is challenging, the course is challenging, but I have to say it's full-time work and full-time uni. Don't be under any illusions. It is hard work, but I was very organised. I had a study planner that I screenshotted my phone and sent it to friends and family every week, and they knew exactly what I was going to be doing when I was doing it. And I have to say, with a wee bit of self-care, because that's really important, you have to take yourself away from your books and your workload. Talk to your line manager, you know, and you've got supervision for a reason. Talk to your line manager and use your dedicated study leave, because the council, you know, they support the staff. For me, it was half a day a week, or by negotiation with my team leader, Jackie, I could take a full day, a fortnight, you know, whatever didn't impact the team. Obviously, the teams, it can be very busy at times, you know, but I feel it's a very worthwhile course. It opens a great deal of doors, becoming an unqualified member of the team to becoming a qualified social worker. And it's taken me in an area that I did not expect to go. It's a real direction change for me into a newly formed adult protection team that's centralised. And going back to all the communication things that Gary was talking about, you know, since COVID, we're working in a very, very different way. Even this award ceremony today, it's very different, you know. And the adult protection team that I'm part of now as a qualified social worker, it's really interesting. It's an interesting post to be involved in. But we are a girl-wide. That's something that possibly wouldn't have happened before, but we've got the opportunity with, you know, the technology that our IT team provide us with. So it takes us in a very different direction, I would say.
And that point about self-care, so important, just to look after yourself doing all of this and your own well-being. And Gary, what about you? What would you say to anyone that's thinking about taking up training?
Well, certainly the manager programme was extremely helpful, and it was very high quality learning as well. In terms of advice, I would say plan and be organised, and break the learning into modules or down into chunks, mark it out in a diary or a calendar, and then make a commitment and try and stick to that, just so that you can stay on top of everything and stay on track.
Well, I'm sure between you and with everybody else that was getting their certificates today, that you'll be an inspiration to others to take up the training. And definitely a theme there of hard work but worthwhile is what I'm hearing from all of you. And a lot of support from friends, family and teams. So a big thanks to them and everybody else who was getting their awards. So thank you to all of you for sharing your own experience, and hopefully others will consider taking up the opportunity. And I know there'll be everybody who was part of the Learning Awards would be happy to share their experiences if you are thinking about it. So thank you all, and well-deserved rest coming up on the weekend for you all by the sounds of it.
So a big thank you to Gary, Chris, Elaine, Alistair and Linda for sharing their stories. It really is an amazing achievement, and they're just a small selection of all the staff who've achieved a qualification. And their hard work helps us to achieve excellent services across our communities. So a big shout out to all the those receiving certificates at the Learning Awards for your achievements. And I'd also like to do a big shout out for your teams and colleagues who support you, and your families who also help to make it possible for you to do the work that you do. Thank you. Bye-bye.
The Bridge Podcast.